Ace Podcast. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to the All The Intriguing Podcast. And you guys are here with me, Kim P. Hi, guys. Oh, my glob. It's been how many days? 30 days since I have recorded the last podcast, which was the 13 Reasons Why podcast. And I just want to apologize to my listeners and to all of you listening right now that I haven't posted anything this long. It's because my computer, my MacBook, my son Jackie, he passed away. My computer just broke down and it didn't work anymore. And I've tried to fix it, and I did manage to get it to turn on. But it can't be used without a fan, so I couldn't record any podcasts, and I could only do radios because, you know, with radios, you don't really need a crisp vocal sound because you can mask it out with effects. But with podcasts, you need, like, a silent environment, and I couldn't have that with my MacBook, and I got a new one, which is a limited edition Star Wars HP laptop that my sister has bought for me, and I'm really thankful, and thank you so much. And it's amazing. It has the Death Star, like, right next to the touchpad. The touchpad is actually, like, a part, like a, one of the hallways or the hollows in the Death Star. And it has, like, a stormtrooper, and at the back of the laptop, it has Darth Vader. It's one of the coolest laptops ever, and it has so many good sound effects. Like, when you click something, I picked the lightsaber one because I really like lightsabers. And whenever you click, if an error comes out, you can just hear, like, a swung, like, a lightsaber getting swung. And it's so fun to use, and I really like it, and I'm still getting used to using Windows, and I'm still transitioning and stuff. But it's been great, and it's still very familiar for me, and I really like it, and I'm so glad to be back. And I have been busy these days because I have been trying to book interviews and stuff so that we can have interviews here on the show. And I know it's been a long time, and I'm very sorry. It happens a lot that I take 1 month breaks, and I'm sorry. I'm gonna try and break that curse, and I'm gonna try to be as here and as present as I can be every week, because I really missed you guys. And I've tried radioing for the past month, and to compensate for my sadness because I can't podcast, but it didn't really work out for me. I get very stressed, and with podcasts I can just freely talk and nothing's gonna happen. With radio, and you have to pick up the songs, pick up the playlist, and somebody requests, you have to get that request. What if it isn't on your computer? You have to go to YouTube. You know, there's a lot of processing, and it stressed me out, and I didn't like it. Even though it was fun to talk to people, I don't think I'm gonna make that as, like, a real deal thing. I think I'm gonna stick to podcasting, and podcasting is my home, and I have been here since October, and I really love I really love being here, and I would have missed it for the world. And I hate that I couldn't post anything for the past month. And now that I'm here, we're gonna have so much fun today. I've added a couple of intros from my Ace Podcast Network people. I'm very sorry that I've been AWOL. I'm sorry. I'm going to try and be as present as possible and try to record my intros as soon as I can. I just set up my official setup because I've been trying to fix it for the past few days, because I got a new software for editing and mixing songs and stuff, and I decided to record my podcast here, and so far so great. And it's a little bit technical, and I'm still a little bit lost and stuff, but with Google and a couple of answers from the internet, I managed to connect my microphone properly into the program, so everything is well now. And the bad thing is that it's been raining a lot, and I have tried my best to have proper internet connection just to, like, you know, set up an interview, because I wanted to interview a couple of K-pop coverists for my K-pop segment on Wednesdays. And I was actually going to upload something on Monday, but it backfired up until Wednesday. So I was like, okay. So I didn't get to record any podcasts for those subsequent days. But when you guys hear this, it's probably going to be up on Friday, which is tomorrow for me, which is now for you, which is weird. Ooh, the future. And I know it's been a long time, but I'm here now, and I hope that you guys still like me, and I hope that you guys still like are gonna like the content that I bring out into the world, because I have a lot of projects coming up, and I hope that you guys are excited for that, and hope that you guys listen to that as well, because it's gonna be a music project that I would also be promoting here on my podcast, because I really want to do this project. I have been dreaming of doing this kind of project ever since I started covering on YouTube, and now that I can actually make it and do something of my own, I'm very excited, and it's nerve-wracking, and I'm very insecure, but it's been great, and I've met a lot of new people that are so fucking cool. Ooh, censored. They're so freaking cool, and they have amazing vocals, and I'm just purely truly blown away by them. And if you guys are interested in knowing that, just stay tuned, okay? I'm gonna say it publicly when everything is ready. Right now, it's still a hell of a mess, and I don't wanna jinx anything. So I'm not gonna say anything yet. Just know that there's a couple of good things coming your way, and you guys should be prepared for that, because I'm so excited, and you should be too. So you're probably asking yourself, hey, Kim, what are we going to talk about today? Well, to be honest, I didn't actually think of this through. I wanted to talk about Asia's Next Top Model. And why that is because there's a Filipina there that's at the top three. And she is so beautiful, and I'm so in love. Like, I have been watching all of the ASNTM, Asia's Next Top Model, episodes for the past week, and it has been amazing, and I've been trying to catch up as fast as I can, because there are 12 episodes before the finale, which is the 13th episode, and I still haven't gotten, like, they haven't uploaded the latest episode yet, but apparently Maureen Robles, aka the Filipina A girl, won. And I'm not, everybody's saying that she won, but I want the legit proof. Okay, we need that proof. Okay, so let's talk more about Maureen after this break.
It's Kevin and Jesse from Grab Them by the Pod,
and you're listening to the Oddly Intriguing Podcast on the ACE Podcast Network.
Yeah, that's a segment that I added. I know, it's kind of like, what is going on, Kim? I don't know either, but I wanted to add that because it sounded so great, right? It sounded so great. So I'm probably going to be adding music to that. And you know, so you can bop your head around it. And it's still in the process. Don't freak out. I'm still trying to make all this software stuff work, and it's very confusing, but at the same time, I'm having so much fun because I'm learning something new. It's gonna be the start of something new, and it's been great. Pro Tools is very difficult to work with, but you are really easy to learn when you read the proper stuff. When you don't, you're just like, oh my god, what's going on? So anyways, Maureen Robles, she's so beautiful. And the reason that I started watching Asia's Next Top Model, probably maybe the reason of a lot of people why, you know, they watched it, why a lot of Filipinos have started watching it over the past few weeks, is because on episode 8, one of the girls, like, her name is Clara. I don't know from which country she's from. I'm sorry to the people that I've offended. She started saying to Maureen, like, I don't think you deserve to be here on top five. And, like, they started saying that you're just a pretty face. You have no skills and stuff. And as a Filipino, because, girl, I support my country, like, all the way. Like, even though I love Two and Sheik, and you girls are so god and everything. And Cindy, you are so cute. And, like, seeing her face, like, at the time that they were, like, ganging up on her, they cut it in a way that they were ganging up on her, even though in real life it probably wasn't like that, but they cut it in a way that they were like, oh, let's, like, take Maureen down, girl, like, let's bully her till she cracks. And I saw, like, in Maureen's face that she wanted to cry, but she held it in, and she stood firm and was like, I think I deserve to be here. And girl, you do. Like, you have two best photos, and the rest has only one. Girl, you have two best photos. Girl, what's up? And she's amazing. She's like, when I rewatched the series, because I actually didn't watch from episode one to like the sixth episode. I started watching from episode eight, so I really didn't know what's going on. But when I watched the scene where she was getting bullied, I was like, girl, I need to stand up for you. So I I was like, I need to be there for you, girl. I'll have you. You got me. And then I just watched it from the beginning. And from the beginning, it she stood out the most for me. I don't know why, but she stood out the most. And she was so pretty and at the same time so nice and innocent and stuff like that. And I don't know. I just really like that kind of image, because in K-pop, you know, SNSD started as the same way. And I don't know. I like that, those kinds of images. And as a series, as episodes, like, progressed on, she became stronger, she became more bolder, confident and stuff. And she went from, like, not really good at photo shoots to being so good at photo shoots. She went from her first runway was great. Like, she got like third place on the first runway, which was amazing. And I really don't know about runway, but girl, you walk like a queen, girl. Yes, slay. Also, Two can walk like a queen, even though she fainted, like, at the very start, like, after she first walked, she walked like a fierce queen, like, oh my god, step on me, holy crap. And she was so amazing. And as I watched it, as like the series progressed on, I think there was like a part where they divided the rooms, like, and then they called it the good girl room and the bad girl room, and it actually showcased like what was actually happening. Like the good girls room is actually all of them are good girls, and the bad girls room, all of them are like the mean girls, the mean bitches. And it was really, really accurate. But at the same time, I kept thinking, like, wait, this can be just editing. Like, this can be just purely editing, and they're just trying to make out that these girls are bad, and so that, you know, when they get eliminated, you're like, hell yeah, you didn't deserve to be here, girl. Like, you didn't deserve to be here. Because one of the girls that are in the mean girls room was Dorothy. I mean, she's pretty. She's so pretty. Like, she had eyes of an angel, and she had, like, those hazel, beautiful brown eyes. She's so pretty. But, like, as I watched it, she kept winning challenges. Like, every episode she was winning challenges, you know, before she got eliminated. Spoilers, I don't care, you guys clicked on this, come on. Like, what? So she kept winning challenges, and I was like, well, good for you. But in photo shoots, she fell flat. Like, in at the house, she was like the mean girl there, and I was like, well, girl, I think this is just karma for you. But at the same time, like, why would, like, what is up with you winning challenges and not doing it in photo shoots? What is that? And a lot of people, you know, wanted to bring Maureen down, and it was very disheartening to see one of the Filipinas, Jen, I don't know her name, Jenica, was bringing, like, another Filipino down. And I was like, girl, you're both Filipino, you should be bringing each other up together, even though this is a competition. Like, you don't have camaraderie. I don't know. That's just how I feel. I don't know about how about you feel. But, you know, seeing that, I was just like, girl, that's going to be your downfall someday. Like, you're going to really, like, you keep, because in seasons in America's Next Top Model, my favorite season is the season where Nicole Fox wins. I don't know which season it is, but that's my favorite season, because I grew up in that season and I watched it with my mother. And I sounded so mean, like, my mother. I watched it with my mother. And me and my mom would just say that, oh my god, that girl's pretty. But I always rooted for Nicole ever since the beginning. Ever since she did that, like, pose like that with her big ass orange hair, ginger hair with that black, like when she was, they were doing childhood photos. I was like, girl, I'm gonna root for you so hard. I can't even. Like, and Laura, like both of them, I love them. And I just rooted for them, like all for Nicole a lot. And she had this, like the same thing with Maureen, where a lot of people, like a lot of the girls in the, were like saying bad things about her, trying to put her down, trying to talk bad about her. And I think one of the people there that got eliminated, the reason why she got eliminated was, I don't know who she was, but I know her facial. I don't know her face. I know what she looks like. I know who you are, girl. But I don't know her name, sadly. And she kept, like, complaining about Nicole and, like, this and, like, that. Like, she didn't deserve to be here and blah, 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 blah. And it made her seem like a really bitch, like a real mean bitch. And I just see that kind of reincarnating the same thing at Asia's Next Top Model. And with, you know, with competition like Asia's Next Top Model, America's Next Top Model, it's like when you focus on another person's winnings or losings, you tend to not focus on yourself and you tend to focus on that person more, you know, like you kind of lose track of yourself. And that's basically what happened to you know, that girl that bullied Nicole and to Clara, because at the same, on the same episode, at episode 8, spoilers, well, what happened was Clara told the photographer Yutai, which is the guy that always says models, 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 he's so cool and he's so fucking professional. I really like his character and I really like his addition as the judge again. And he's really cool and I think he really knows what he's doing. And you know, he really knows what to say to the girls. And also, like, sometimes I agree with him, sometimes I don't, but maybe that's why they put him in there. He's like the Simon Cowell, I don't know. But he's really cool, and he knows what he's doing. He knows his craft, and he, you know, he takes photographs. He's the creative director of the whole thing. And he was a photographer at the episode 8 shoot. I don't know if it's episode 8, but I think it is. And it was like the Bond BDSM dominant photo shoot. And Clara was like, I don't know if she was the last one, the first one, but she was somewhere in the middle. And she was not the first one, but she's in the middle. Oh my God. And like Clara got mad, I think, or complained that, oh my God, after her photo shoot ended, like literally after her photo shoot ended, she said, too fast. And Yutai was like, girl, what did you just say? Like, I could see his facial expression just change from, you're okay, to like, what the fuck did you just say to me? And I was like, oh my God, girl, you're in trouble. And because, you know, I've watched all the NTMs, not the recent ones. Not the recent ones, because I don't like it. No Tyra, no life. And I watched it, and, you know, like, there's like this big, like, what do you call this? Thing that you should remember, that you should always respect the people that you work for, like the producers, the cameramans, the camera people, the photographer. I just said the wrong word there. Do not be offended. I'm sorry. And they, like, it really is like the true thing in the industry, like in any industry. If you don't have any respect for the people around you, you're probably not gonna get it any far in this, you know, in any situation, anywhere, like ever. And you need to have respect for the people around you and also respect for yourself. And you can't just complain to people that you work for. Like, no, like, that's not nice, nor is it good. And she got yelled at. I think not really yelled at, but she's, you know, Yutai told her that she was being disrespectful and unprofessional, and that she needs to, like, learn some manners and stuff. And I totally agree. But at the same time, they went a little up the notch there and put it in a little bit of, you know, another level. But they were right. Like, Clara, you know, Clara was a little bit unprofessional and a little bit whiny at the time. And I love how, I mean, Yutai saying what he thinks, the way that he thought about it is enough. But when Cindy just rushed in there, it was like, oh my God, girl, you dead. You're gonna get eliminated. She didn't, sadly. But you know, she was crying, and Yuta was like, I'm sorry, there's no crying in modeling. I was like, hell yeah. Like, that's so sassy. And yeah, so Maureen has won. I still haven't watched the episode. I'm still very excited. I'm gonna update you guys as soon as I watch it. But I'm so proud of Maureen, and I just really wanted to talk about her and HG's Next Top Model in the podcast, because it's one of the things that have been occupying my headspace for the past few weeks and or days. And I hope that you guys go and watch it now. If you made it this far, if you haven't watched it, please go and watch it, because it's amazing. It's like a Korean drama, but with real people. It's amazing. Like, it's a competition, so you can see girls just catfighting everywhere, and there's people fainting, and there's girls so skinny and with no motivation at all, and then some girls are just such mean girls, like you're watching Mean Girls Model Edition. Like, it's amazing. Guys, you should watch it, and you should root for Maureen, even though she already won. Please root for her. She's amazing. So that's it for this podcast for today. I know it's a short podcast. I'm not going to be saying long, because I'm feeling a little bit bad across my chest. I kept having heartburn, and I can't speak any longer, or else I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to take medication, so don't worry. But thank you guys so much for listening, and I have missed you guys so much. I'm going to come back soon. I'm going to come back next week on Monday, on the dot, on brand, on point. Bitch, I'm going to be there. So I hope that you guys are here too. So thank you guys so much for listening. This has been Kim, and fair winds. Okay, no. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye! Airwaves! Come on, airwaves! Hey, okay, bye.